Your brothers and sisters in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The headline is almost enough to shock anyone. Eric Schmidt, the executive director of Google, the multinational corporation specializing in internet-related services and products, when asked for his prediction on the future of the World Wide Web this past week at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, said, "One day the internet will disappear." Maybe that doesn't shock you. Now, what the Google chairman apparently meant was that in the future, the internet will be so part of your presence at all times that it will fade into the background and that we will hardly notice it anymore. He said we will enter rooms that are dynamic and interact with the things going on in those rooms. The word dynamic jumped off the screen for me as I read about Schmidt's comments. And some of you present for our meeting Thursday night with the Church Extension Fund representative might remember his comment about pilgrims' need for exciting and dynamic ministry. This morning, I suggest to you that to the extent that we should use the words exciting and dynamic in connection with ministry, we find such ministry with our Lord as he came into Galilee, proclaiming the gospel of God and calling disciples whom he would send later to do likewise. Thus the theme for this sermon, God's dynamic kingdom. When John the Baptizer's ministry was effectively halted by his arrest, Jesus came into Galilee proclaiming a similar but slightly different message. Where John spoke of who was coming, Jesus spoke of what was already here. Somewhat startlingly, Jesus spoke of the great turning point in world history. He said, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." Jesus was enacting the gospel, and he earnestly intended for all people to do just what he said: repent and believe. Some of those who did repent and believe, Simon and Andrew, James and John, Jesus then called in a special way. Jesus' ministry of word and deeds was dynamic, lively and enthusiastic, had a lot of energy and determination, had forces that produced movement. Tim Worstall, who this past week contributed to Forbes magazine's website a piece about the Google chairman's comments that the internet would disappear, said that all technologies disappear as they mature. And Worstall pointed to light bulbs, cars, and computers, which he said, in our time, we don't worry about how they work until they don't work. Perhaps Jesus' ministry of words and deeds, God's dynamic kingdom, has become for us, as Worstall wrote of those mature technologies, so built into our societies and lives that we stop really noticing that they are there. Or perhaps we doubt that his words and deeds work, that they will do what he promises that they will do, grow his kingdom. Or perhaps, instead of not worrying about their working when we use them, we simply stop using them. This past week's North Texas Confessional Lutherans Free Conference about the Word of God was timely, as people clearly are trying to undermine the authority, clarity, and sufficiency of God's Word. And they do not let God's word affect what they think, say, and do. If you were in Bible class this morning, you heard more about those challenges then. By nature, apart from God's dynamic kingdom, we are all, as the hymn of the day described, sitting in night, lost in error's maze, haunted and blind in our inmost minds, darkened and cold, wanderers from Christ's fold, walking apart, weak and doubting in heart. As such, on account of our sins, we deserve nothing but death now in time and torment in hell for eternity. But as we in the hymn of the day called on Christ to do, so he does. He gently calls those who have gone astray that they may find the saving way. Christ urgently calls all people to repent and believe the gospel. All three of the readings appointed for today, the third Sunday after Epiphany, spoke of such urgency. Now is the favorable time to repent and believe, for now is the day of salvation. Let us turn in sorrow from our sin. Let us trust God the Father to forgive our sin for Jesus' sake. And let us want to do better than to keep on sinning. When we so repent and believe, then God forgives our sin, whatever our sin might be. Then, as the hymn of the day put it, every conscience sorrow-pressed in Christ finds peace and heavenly rest. As was the case with Nineveh in today's Old Testament reading, God relents of the disaster that he otherwise would bring upon us, all for the sake of God's love for us in Christ Jesus our Lord. The gospel and the dynamic kingdom itself are both God's. In the person of the God-man Jesus Christ, with his death on the cross for your sins and for mine, God brings about and proclaims his salvation. The living God freely decides and acts to save us out of his mercy and goodness, in his ways and in his times. Jesus and those whom he calls and sends both denounce our sin and console us sinners by forgiving our sin. In the English Standard Version of today's gospel reading that we heard read, there's a bit of a play on words, less so in the Greek. St. Mark said that Simon and Andrew were fishermen, and then Jesus said that he would make them fishers of men. Already in the Old Testament, we find fishers of men having positive and negative roles. And elsewhere in the New Testament, Jesus likens God's dynamic kingdom to a net that gathers fish of every kind. But as the fishermen became fishers of men, they did not exactly carry over the tools of their trade. The Greek of today's gospel reading twice mentions the fishermen's nets. And while we cannot tell for sure how significant those mentions are, we do know that they left their nets behind them when they followed Jesus. Jesus calls Simon and Andrew, James and John by his word. And he sends them out with his word in all its forms, including holy baptism, holy absolution, and holy communion. While I'm saying that God's kingdom is dynamic, what characterizes the true church is not, as others have suggested, an exciting and dynamic ministry, but what characterizes the true church is the pure preaching of the gospel and the right administration of the sacraments. That is what characterizes the true church. The Word of God is our object of faith, and the Word of God in all its forms create and sustain our faith. We come to all of them, but especially we come to Holy Communion, for so Christ calls us, He invites us to himself, present with his body and blood at hand, here in bread and wine. All who are labor and heavy laden, come to him here for rest for their souls. Simon and Andrew, James and John were uniquely called to come to Jesus and made fishers of men by him. They uniquely went forth and followed him, leaving behind their nets and their father Zebedee, not to mention their mother Salome, who did some following of Jesus herself. In similar but different ways, pastors are called and follow, leaving behind, in some cases, successful and secure vocations. Moreover, in still similar but different ways, all people are called to follow Jesus, and many do, participating in the Lord's salvation as a free gift of God, for he freely chooses those who of themselves are not qualified. And to an extent, those who follow Jesus share in his same fate, suffering various afflictions, including those we suffer on account of the Christian faith. As today's epistle reading describes, the urgency of the time affects how we live our lives, even as St. Paul goes on to say in the reading's optional verses that I read, remaining unmarried in order to better focus on serving the Lord. Technology such as light bulbs, cars, computers, and even the internet may well mature and seem to disappear into the background of the world around us. But mature Christians do not lose sight of God's dynamic kingdom, into which we are called and sustained by his purely preached word and his rightly administered sacraments. Mature Christians, even if not by the world standards, judge such dynamic kingdom and the word and sacraments to be an exciting and dynamic ministry. For it is by proclaiming the gospel of God, declaring repent and believe in the gospel, that word and sacrament denounce sin and console us sinners by forgiving our sins. The time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God is at hand. The present form of this world is passing away. But in the life to come, all who believe forever will adore God's grace with wondering thanks and give to him endless praise.
Amen.
The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.
Amen.